Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
packing for a trip, guys. Packing for a trip. Might just be a little up and down.
A little up down. A
little up down.
A little up and under.
It's under 7 kilos. You can weigh it.
I checked it at home.
Are you just having a little up down, eh? Do you need extra luggage? No, I don't. It's an up and down. We talk about that today on the show.
Can I share a story on the podcast?
Whatever you want, mate.
This is, I'd say, Nate. Look, I mean, I'll be honest with you. You know, lovely listeners. You're more than listeners. You're our friends. You know what I mean?
You're
the
family,
reason. Your family. The reason we do this. But I'll be honest with you. It's Nate and I, occasionally, we get a little benefits of being Jimmy and Nate. You know what I mean? People go, oh, hey, I know you. Here's a drink. Mm-hmm. That's lovely. But I'll say the thing that I've enjoyed being given for free, or like getting something from being Jimmy and Nate, this is true. This is the thing I've enjoyed the most, was when we were flying and we were at the airport and you had to line up and get, they weigh your Jetstar bags.
Yes.
Because they have to see it's under.
They bloody sting you on Jetstar. You got to have the little orange tag, don't
they? They weigh your bag. Mm. Everyone has to get the little orange tag. If you've never flown Jetstar, must be nice. But you get a little, your little sticker on your bag. It's orange and it says under 7 kilos.
Mm.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
no,
something.
No, honestly, I thought you were going to weigh in there too.
You really went in and
so
nodded.
Yeah. No, I'm just nodding along. I'm listening to the story like a listener.
Yeah. I also thought she was weighing
in. She did.
In
she leant in and went.
I thought you were weighing in.
In your mouth opened.
No, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I gave that impression. Keep going.
It wasn't just me. That's
she went.
I was. That's why I didn't say anything. I was like, oh, gracious. Obviously got an addict.
No, keep going.
Yeah. You only fly Virgin of Qantas anyway, don't you?
So you're finding this is all confusing.
They weigh it? Interesting.
Because you have to carry your own bag.
One of those little golf carts.
You don't have someone that does that.
Golf carts pick you up. They drive you straight to the gate.
No photos. Producer Grace coming through.
So we're lining up, and Nathan and I, bags are well over. We're absolutely screwed.
When we're doing 7 kilos, look,
it's 14.
We're looking at 13, 14.
And we get in the front, and the guy doing it goes, "Jimmy and Nath." And we go, "Oh, hey man,
how you going,
brother? I bloody love the show." And I went, "Oh, thanks." And I was about to tell you that there might be a bit extra in the bag. Before I even get anything out, he just slaps the sticker on.
Yeah.
He goes, "Don't worry, boys. Gotcha."
And he goes, "Don't worry about it, boys."
That, to me, is the best thing that we've ever gotten.
Mm. Yeah. No, that makes sense.
It's honestly, it's phenomenal. And like we're talking like, you know how sometimes if you're a bit over, you can take your boots out? Mate, we've got to take a lot out.
Actually, so we sat back down because now you got the bag and you're waiting to board. Nathan and I had this serious conversation. Should we go back to him and just ask to have a few?
To keep him.
Yeah. No, you cannot do that. That is absolutely taking the mickey out of the procedure.
Why? Because you're not getting one?
No.
Sorry, procedures.
What do you mean procedure? It's not
the
a
procedure
surgery.
The procedure of how they do it. I don't know. I stumbled. I was panicked because I was mad.
You
and I
do fly a bloody ExecuJet, don't you?
That's what you jumped in with? Couldn't jump in before.
Surgery.
What's the best free thing you've gotten, Grace?
Oh, best free thing I've gotten. Just getting to spend time with you two. Just the best thing I've ever gotten.
Or a house.
That was not free. I've paid plenty of money for that.
No, you haven't.
I have.
Your partner messages, mate. You don't pay for anything.
It's not true.
Dinah is cashed up. Dinah finances my life too.
Okay, we need to have a word about that because that's not okay. What are you doing to earn that?
Speaking of conversations you don't want to have on the air.
Yeah, this is one of those. We need to sit down and have a chat.
Let's just say the seats go back in the private jets.
Let's just say I've reclined.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Nath, producer Grace, a Sydney Woolworths has started selling Christmas puds. And other Christmas stuff.
Oh, not just the pud?
But the pud was first. The pud was put out first.
Ah. Oh.
The pud was put out.
I'm always an inch from putting it away.
We should call you Puddin'.
You should call me Puddin'.
That'd be a great nickname.
Oh, Christmas, I'd say P.
Every Christmas, after a few brandies, is an inch or two from putting one away.
Has anyone seen Uncle Puddin'? Where is he?
What's he putting away?
Who knows?
Some extras, probably thirds.
I can show you a photo there. It is a salted caramel pud.
Oh.
It's on a sale in a box saying Merry
salted
Christmas.
Caramel.
Love that.
Gotcha. So it's not your classic fruit pudding.
Oh, an FP. Jeez. That's what you'd be.
Grace, it's not a fruit pudding, is it?
No, it's a more modern take on a Christmas pudding.
Not a fan of fruit puddings either.
No, neither am I.
They're a waste of time.
The only good Christmas dessert, hot take, custard. That's the only good Christmas
custard
dessert.
Custard on
I don't think that's
pudding.
A Christmas dessert. I think custard's an all year round.
That's what I mean. Christmas desserts suck.
But custard is also just a topping.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Is a trifle a Christmas dessert?
No, but I know a lot of people tend to have it at Christmas time.
I'm a big fan of the trifle.
I don't like
it. What about pavlova? Christmas?
Nope.
No, is that an all year? I'm not asking if... Sorry,
Zumbo's here.
I'm not asking if you're enjoying them. Okay. I'm asking, are they Christmas desserts?
I don't think they're specifically Christmas, but people tend to have them around Christmas time.
Well, what are the specific...
Rumbles?
Yeah, not a fan.
I love Rumbles. Mate. That's the only one I like.
Ask Anna Polivu over here. Apparently she knows all Christmas desserts.
Anna Polivu is it? Some Eagle Eye shoppers said the salted caramel pud... just a little bit of pud.
You want some pudding?
Just a pud. Give you a little bit. Just give you a pud. Are an all year round dessert. Apparently they are in Woolies all year round, but suddenly they come in these little Merry Christmas things.
Yeah.
They're Christmas branded now.
There's other Christmas stuff. Your classic, Christmas paper, all your Christmassy napkins, bonbons, etc.
Well, people like to get in early, particularly with the wrapping of stuff.
Well, okay, so Woolies has come out because people have complained, because people love complaining.
What are they complaining? People do this every single year. It's like a dance they do.
Yeah.
Like...
Woolies comes out, sneaks it in, everyone goes, it shouldn't be in stores!
And they do it so quickly, and they sound exactly like that. They're all angry Kermits.
It shouldn't be in stores yet! I don't want this food! And then Woolworths comes out, they go, well, we have a response, angry man. And according
the same
to
same response every year.
Yeah, this is a little interesting. Woolworths representative... said some of our customers like to purchase products early and have them stored away. I'd agree with the bonbons and the wrapping paper.
Yeah.
I mean, the pud, do you store that early? You'd have to freeze it, wouldn't you?
No, because puddings actually preserve quite well.
Oh.
Yeah, because I know my
Anna
dad.
Polyfu.
Oh, no, I told you. So where do
Matt's
you put
cravat.
It?
No, sorry. My dad who, again.
Matt's cravat. Sorry. Go on, Maggie.
Trying not to mention my dad on the show again.
Jamie Oliver's here.
He makes his Christmas cake like. 6 months in advance. So he'll like,
name other celebrity chefs.
Know. Come on, Nigella. What do you got for us?
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast. So you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay. Because you could hear it all here.
Nate, I want to ask now on 131060, what do you always forget to pack? Because Nate, last week you and I, we had a little trip.
Oh, a little up and down, didn't we?
A little up and down.
Love that. Little day bag.
Little an overnighter.
Let me stow that away from you, sir. Oh, it's just a day.
It's just a little bit of carry-on. It's under 7. Slap the little orange sticker on a Jetstar.
It
should be
check
fine.
In. No, just up and down.
Laptop's already out of the bag. So is the aerosol can. I've done this before.
Yeah, with a flexi fee, get some check-in. No, not us. Just up and down.
Nathan had a little up and down last week. And, Nath, now, I'm going to... You did forget this, but, Producer Grace, you can back me up here. Each one of us has forgotten this item because we've traveled together as a team
many trips, and we always forget this one item.
Someone forgets it. Sometimes a couple of us forget
sometimes
it.
Sometimes all three of us forget it.
We went away to a small island off Tasmania, King Island, together as a team, and we all forgot... Toothpaste.
100%.
So we ended up putting in and buying a tube for three of us. It was actually real sad.
It was the dumbest thing we ever did because we're in different rooms. So now we're every night
we
and morning, we're going to knock and be like, who's got the paste?
and before all three of us go away now, it's like, all right, who's got the share paste, guys? Where's it being packed?
So, yeah, Nathan and I had a little up and down, a little overnighter, and Nathan, you forgot it. And I'll be honest, I was worried about Nathan potentially stealing my toothpaste.
Mm.
So what I did was I went to, like, the minibar, and there was a little spoon in there for your tea and coffee. I put a big bit of toothpaste on the spoon, brought it to your room, so you had enough for the night and the next morning.
Very clever idea. I mean, we were in a nice hotel, and he got some weird looks walking down the corridor.
With a spoon of toothpaste.
Everyone's like, are you okay, sir?
Did it get hard overnight? Toothpaste. You know how you leave the toothpaste cap open.
And this
open.
Is why you're not allowed on trips with us anymore, baby. 131060 Australia, jump on the phones right now. What do you always forget to pack? For us, for this extended team, it is toothpaste. What is it for you? 131060, what do you forget to pack?
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
We just asked 131060, what do you always forget to pack? This is after Nath, you and I, we had a little, up and down.
A little up and down, guys.
A little overnighter. Mm. A little, and on that little trip, you forgot to pack toothpaste.
Yeah.
And it's something that I forget to pack, you forget to pack. Producer Grace, you forget to pack as well. And you're notoriously the organised one.
Yeah, I'm suck at packing, though. I'm the world's worst packer, so.
I stress pack. Like, I'll have 50 pairs of undies, but I won't have, like, toothpaste, which is
wild. I often forget undies. I'll often have to go and buy undies every time I go on holiday.
No, you borrow
you
just, ours.
You choose not to wear them. There's a difference.
Like, today. All right, James from Tassie. G'day, James. Welcome to the show.
Oi, oi, boys.
Oi, oi, James. Thank you for using the official greeting of the show that no one uses.
Well, us Tasmanians still do.
Yeah, James, it's a secret. Some people know, some people don't. It's a little tip of the old hat.
If people cotton onto it, it's up to them, which is good. And well done, James, for cottoning onto it. Okay, what do you always forget to pack, mate?
Every single time, it has to be pyjamas.
James, 100%. I always forget PJs.
Yeah, so when I'm at home, I sleep au naturel. And every time I like stay somewhere else, like I go out and have drinks or stay at someone's house, it's like, oh crap, I've forgotten pajamas.
Good self edit there, James.
Yeah,
by the way.
Well done. Yeah. Thank you for not saying shit on the radio.
You can't say shit, James.
Yeah. So in the end, I just end up sleeping in my clothes because I mean it's easier than getting undressed or. Yeah, sleeping naked in someone else's house, pretty much.
Yeah, I'm the same. But, James, sometimes like, I'll be at a mate's place or something and I'll have jeans on and I'm just like, oh, this is uncomfortable.
Mm.
Yeah, see, I don't really mind jeans. I'll sleep in jeans.
Really?
I'll sleep in work trousers. I'll pretty much fully clothed.
Sounds
even
like
with a jumper sometimes.
You'll sleep in anything, James.
Pretty much, yeah.
Right. So you just won't go nude in other people's houses, James?
No, like, I just find it weird. Like, I mean, if I get up during the night and go to the toilet or something like that, I don't want them coming out at the same time and seeing me.
Yeah, but I mean, you could cover up when you go to the toilet. You don't have to be hanging out. Thank you, James. All right, let's go to Spring Farm. Hello, Alana. We got you there?
Hi, yes.
Alana, what do you always forget to pack?
I always forget to pack sunscreen when I go to a really hot destination and my phone charger.
Is the phone charger
odd combo of things?
Is the phone charger everywhere or just hot destinations as well?
Everywhere.
Alana,
I've gone to Bali. I'm on zero.
Alana, I'm with you on the sunscreen. I always forget to pack that as well, and then I usually buy it wherever I am, and then when I return home, I have like half used sunscreen. So I've got like five or six containers.
100%.
Yes.
And it's so expensive if you buy it overseas.
Yes.
So expensive.
Alana, I kid you not, because I always forget sunscreen. That's another big one. But have you ever done this? Because I've done this a few times. Have you ever asked a complete stranger applying sun cream if you could borrow some of theirs?
Oh, 100%. I have no shame. If I need that sunscreen, I'm going to take it.
I would definitely suggest that. Don't do the next thing and ask them to rub it in for you, because I've done that.
Can I have some of your sunscreen and can you rub it into my shoulders?
Yeah, just up a thigh if that's okay.
Oh, jeez. Wear some shorts.
Got to protect Rob. Rob from Coffs Harbour. To wrap things up, Rob, what do you always forget to pack?
Well, it's not just one thing. It was usually a bunch of string of things. So in my family, it usually became a trend when someone forgot something that they were doing a Rob.
Oh, they're doing a Rob. So it's forgetting things to pack is named after you.
Yep.
So you forget everything, Rob.
Well, it was like one time it was a singular shoe, so I only had one pair of shoes.
Old Hop and Rob.
What else have you forgotten, Rob?
Underpants, shirts, ties.
Do you write a list, Rob? Like, if you know that you're bad at this, do you ever write, like, a checklist and try and get through them all?
I was worse at it, like, 4 years ago, but I'm better now.
You've made a recovery.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that.
The problem is, Rob, you probably do write a list and then you forget where you put the list. That's it.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nath last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
Closing in on Father's Day this Sunday, and if you're at odds of what to get, Dad, well, Pepper Jack, when character counts, of course, choose to drink and converse wisely. It is the perfect gift for any dad this Father's Day, Jim. Good red wine.
Or next Father's Day, if you've left it too late, you know what I mean?
Oh, you're so right.
If you wake up Sunday and you go, oh, crap, I haven't got Dad anything. Hey, Dad.
Mm.
Just call him up and go, hey, Dad, happy Father's Day. And guess what? Next year, you're getting Pepper Jack.
And also perfect, because even if you buy it really far out, wine, you know, you don't have
red
to
red wine only gets better with age.
Absolutely does. So you're doing him a favour.
Red wine.
We love Pepper Jack, guys. The perfect gift for Dad with Pepper Jack wine. Check it out. Let's do this.
If you missed it the other day, Taylor Swift has announced the release of her 10th studio album titled Midnights, and fans reckon they might have already spotted a couple of subtle digs in there at longtime rivals Kim Kardashian and Kanye West.
Why is she always going to have a dig at everybody in her songs?
Well, I think it's twofold. She likes the kind of like longtime kind of rivalry type thing. I also think her fans are looking for it. So even if she didn't have digs in there at people, people would be looking for it regardless.
It's all subtle though.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
So take it all with a grain of salt. Oh,
subtle dig.
She loves putting in things in photos and songs.
Easter eggs.
Yes.
Oh, little Easter eggs. Mm. Okay, that's fun, isn't it?
I was actually chatting to producer Trin about this, and Trin's just like, oh, I hate it. She's like, just hey, either Trini, say it or don't. Don't put an Easter egg in.
I'm very much with you, Trini, on this as well. And I'll go even further. She's like, just write a good song. You know what I mean? Why do you have to diss people in it?
You know so you're saying Taylor hasn't written a good song?
Well, I mean, she has, just it's been a while.
Well, yeah, you can't count the re-release stuff, can you? Because that's already come out.
It's the same song.
Yeah.
So first of all, the album Midnights is set to be released on Kim Kardashian's birthday. Yep. Which is, you know, nothing ruins your birthday like your rival releasing an album. You know what I mean?
Tell me about it. When that happens to me.
Who's your rival?
Oh, 30th of April, Drake puts an album out every year. And I'm like, bro, lay off.
Fans also pointed out that she chose to make the announcement about the album at the VMA Awards, which was the very setting where Kanye infamously snatched her award from her in 2009.
I think that one's a bit of a stretch, but
yep, that's all right.
Did and you this hurt yourself, Taylor?
Might be no, even more of a stretch.
Oh, right, the Swifties.
And she's releasing an album, and Kanye has released albums before.
Well, speaking of Kanye's albums.
Oh, here we go.
It was also shared that the night Taylor announced the new album is the one-year anniversary of the release of Kanye's album Donda.
I was taking the piss.
No,
I know, but like,
I believe that one.
That's, really?
No.
Hasn't got much choice of when the VMAs are on.
Yes, but. And Taylor Swift backwards is Tuzbust Yarrant.
Mm. Oh, you're so right.
Which sounds like Kim Kardashian, if you say it in a certain way.
Chisholm hasn't.
I tell you, they don't miss much, those Swifties, do they? They are. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, you can't pull the Swiftie on them, can you?
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast. So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
Nate, producer Grace, you'd know this. We look for stuff for the show, and every now and then you come across stuff that you don't really believe. And I'll be honest, this story, even though I have found it and I've read it, I don't believe it. It comes to us from it's a story about coffee from our friends in Melbourne, right? So, apparently, again, I don't believe this, but I'm just going to read what I found.
Mm-hmm.
So, apparently, in some cafes in Melbourne, and we do know that people in Melbourne, you know, Melburnians, consider they have the greatest coffee in Australia.
Even fans of coffee.
Known for their coffee. A lot of Melburnians.
And I'd say some of the greatest cups of joe I've had have been from Melbourne. I will say that.
How good's a cup of joe?
Only, you know, a couple of days ago, Nath, I was looking at our Instagram. We put up a video of you not enjoying a cappuccino because of the lid situation.
Mm.
A friend of ours, Tyson, Italian Tyson from Melbourne.
Oh, yeah, he knows his coffee.
Knows his coffee. Big coffee guy. He was just outraged that you were having a cappuccino.
Like, oh, really?
What's wrong with cappuccinos?
Cappuccinos are great. Bit of chalky.
I love the chocolate on top. And how fun's foam?
Oh, that's foam is so good.
It's not about the coffee, that is it? I love the foam and the chocolate.
No, it's the combination of it, isn't it? You know what I mean? You get the coffee hit, then you get a bit of chalky. Like a little treat at the end.
Yes.
It's a meal in a glass, like a Guinness.
Now, I will skip forward in this story just to make you both feel better, because outside of Melbourne, the most popular coffee in Australia is the cappuccino.
Knew it.
So... No, I don't agree with it, and neither do me and the Melburnians. Love a cup of joke. But I don't believe this story, because apparently if you walk into some coffee shops in Melbourne and you order, you say, hey, I want a coffee, and then as they're saying, well, what do you want? You give the barista a wink.
Jeez, this has been the biggest wind-up.
Wait for it. You're going to love this. You give the barista a wink and the finger guns.
Yeah, and that's like a code for something?
It's a code. It's a code for the new coffee that everyone's ordering.
Okay.
For their long drives.
Yeah, I already don't believe this.
Yeah.
You'll receive a double shot of ristretto and a 3/4 flat white.
A shot of ristretto?
Double shot of ristretto.
Double shot. Sorry, my apologies. Double shot of ristretto and what?
3/4 flat white.
That's like 3 coffees in one.
Well, I mean, I think
there's
there might
a
be.
Bit in
there's a bit of shots there.
Honestly, I would defriend that person instantly if that I was with a person who ordered that.
Well, I ordered a double shot espresso, which is a Doppio, the other day. Came out in its little cup with its little.
And it came on a wooden board.
And it comes a little bit of soda water. She's supposed to enjoy it.
$46.
Thanks. Thanks for not walking away from me. And your cappuccino comes out.
You were driving, so I couldn't.
What are your coffee orders, guys?
I love a soy cappuccino.
Mm.
Just a red cap, mate. Full cream, Mizza. Yeah. Extra choc.
Well, what I wanted... extra choc. I told you once, I went to a coffee store in Brisbane, and this is with 5X's ago.
Mm.
And,
that long ago.
Not 4X, 5X. Was in Queensland.
One of the great beers.
And, and she ordered a cappuccino at a place, and the guy brought it out with no choc. And she, like you two, wanted it because
a little bit of chalk.
And she's like, excuse me, there's no chocolate on my cappuccino. And he goes, that's not really how a cappuccino was made. That's something that Australians added as like a little extra.
Okay, I would never go back there again.
Yeah.
Never again.
So what do I want to do? 131060 Australia. I'd love to know what your coffee order. I don't believe this coffee order is real. I believe this is fake news. I do agree with this story, though, that says the cappuccino is the most popular coffee outside of Melbourne. But, yeah, give us a call. Or if you know someone with an absolutely cooked coffee order. Nath, you and I used to work with someone who would order a long black with a straw.
Oh, every single time we had to get the straw.
And then most coffee shops actually... A lot of them don't have, like, if they're just doing coffee.
Who has a straw in their coffee? Fine. I'm losing a lot of friends here today.
We've lost a lot of people.
131060, what is your coffee order? Jump on the phones right now. If you're one of these people that has the double espresso, whatever it is.
Espresso, I'm a bit espresso.
I am after this. 131060, coffee orders, what are they? Jump on the phones right now. And I promise you, we'll let you explain why you have that certain coffee order. You know, I'm not just going to hang up on you straight away. Well, that depends. 131060, coffee orders, what are they? It is Jimmy Nath, live around the country, Thursday night.
The Jimmy and Nath Show. Podcast.
Nath, we just asked 131060, what's your coffee order? This is after I saw a story about a secret coffee you can order in Melbourne if you give the barista a wink and a finger gun salute.
Do you not believe this for a second?
I don't believe it at all. I do believe part of the story that says the most popular coffee outside of Melbourne is the cappuccino.
100%.
Here at the Jimmy and Nath team, Nath orders a cappuccino. Producer Grace orders a soy cappuccino.
Mm-hmm.
I will order a strong latte, an espresso, a doppio, a macchiato, and a piccolo.
Yeah, not all at the same time.
And I pour them into one big cup.
Big smoothie?
King's cup! I have to drink it all.
How many shots of coffee? You'll be going to the toilet later on. All right, 131060. Look, we want to get at the bottom of this. Australia, what's your coffee order? We want to know, does anyone out there actually order this weird thing that apparently
That was a double shot of ristretto with a 3/4 flat white. Don't believe it.
All right, John from Melbourne. This is good. We wanted somebody from Melbourne. Hello, John. Welcome to the show.
Hey, boys. How are you?
We're good, mate. What's your coffee order?
I get an almond milk vanilla latte with an extra shot.
Well, that's fun.
That sounds like it tastes good, John.
Oh, it's unreal.
It's unreal.
Once you're not going back.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, John, have you spent your whole life in Melbourne? You're a Melbourne boy?
Yes, I am a Melbourne boy.
So do you think that Melburnians have the best coffee and maybe also the most difficult coffee orders in Australia?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
Okay.
We do unique coffee, and especially with the variety of coffee shops around us, they do cater to all of our needs.
Okay, John, can I ask you this question? Have you heard of anybody doing this wink and the pistols to a barista to get this secret coffee order?
Look, I'm going to be honest with you. I normally give them a wink too to try and get like an extra shot of vanilla latte.
Oh, what? It's a thing!
Yeah, John, but are you trying to get the coffee or are you just flirting with the barista?
Oh, I can't comment on that. Sorry, Bruce.
Thank you, John. All right, let's go to Deception Bay. Hello, Claire. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're good, Claire. What's your coffee order?
Well, I don't actually drink coffee.
Okay.
Calling for something else then, Claire.
So I will get a nice cup of Earl Grey tea.
Okay, I've always wondered this for non-coffee drinkers, Claire. Is there enough tea options when you go to cafes and places?
Yeah, a lot of them do have a range of, like, herbal teas, so you can get, like, rooibos, which is South African, but, you know, all sorts of different mint tea, peppermint tea, and lavender tea, and all sorts of stuff, but a lot of them will have a range of black teas, so Earl Grey, English breakfast, Irish breakfast. Yeah.
Okay, and Claire...
Everyone's got a breakfast, don't they?
There's just
English
so many.
Breakfast, yeah. Irish
there's
breakfast.
Way more tea options than coffee options.
Oh, Scottish breakfast, big breakfast.
Claire, as a non-coffee drinker, did you try coffee and it wasn't for you, or you just never had it?
No, I used to drink coffee mainly when I was I just started having kids, and I started drinking coffee obviously for that. and then I started a fitness program about a year ago, which asked for you to cut out all caffeine for the first six weeks.
Claire, don't tell me that caffeine's bad for you. I know. That's all I'm running
get
on.
Get rid of it before we find out the truth. We do not. Okay, blanket rule. We do not want to know the truth on the show.
Never. We only want to know what we want to hear.
Oscar from Melbourne, another Melbourneite. Hi, Oscar.
Hey, how's it going?
We're going all right, mate. First of all, just want to be clear before I ask your coffee order. Please do never tell us that coffee's bad for us, okay?
No, I think it's good for you, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Like, there's always a Channel 9 article telling you if you have 14 coffees a day, you won't die.
Yeah, but it's like there's also another Channel 9 article that says, but if you only have one, you'll also die.
Yeah, people watching Channel 9 go, what do I do? Ah!
You're going to have the right amount. You can't have too much.
Oscar, what is your coffee order?
Mine's a soy cappuccino, pretty basic Melbourne.
Pretty basic. Yeah, okay. But okay, Oscar, are you born and raised Melbourne all your life there?
Yeah, born and raised Melbourne.
Okay, do you consider Melburnians, the state of Victoria, to have the best coffee in Australia?
Yeah, 100%. I've been to Sydney, and it's just not good. It's almost as bad as Adelaide's water.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
Welcome, guys, and Jim here at the Jimmy and Nate Show. We have officially made it our duty, mate, to save the wave. That is, of course, the thank you wave. You either give or get from someone whilst driving. You did bring this concern to the show a couple of weeks ago now, and together we have vowed to fix it. We've already got wave warriors, people who have literally put up their hand and wave to help bring back the wave in Australia. But this is the thing. We've hit a little snag in the chain here, guys. Before we can continue with our quest to save the wave, Jim, we need to find out what the show tune is. What is the jingle of saving the wave?
Look, any good radio show, any radio show worth salt will have some sort of opener, some sort of jingle, some sort of bit.
Yes.
For the history of time, all the great shows, you know. Name some great shows.
Oh, there's just so many to even...
My brain went, should I? So they're on other networks, you know what I mean?
They're done now. This is our opportunity to shine, baby. Jimmy and Nate.
So, yeah, for a long time, radio has always had, you know, the jingle, the parody song, whatever it is. And look, we definitely thought we needed one. Now, Nate went and made one, which was... Should we play both?
We can play Let's the OGs. So I did this behind everybody's back.
We didn't know, Producer Grace, we didn't know this was coming.
No.
Yeah.
And Nate, and just a bit of a backstory here, Nate loves Khan waving flag. It was the 2010 South Africa World Cup song.
Yes.
For some reason, this isn't a joke, this isn't a bit. Nate and I would be playing golf, we'd be at the gym, and Nate'd be like, when I get older. You'd always be singing it. And 100%. I'm like, why do you sing? The two songs you would sing was Calm Waving Flag and Omi Cheerleader.
Yep.
They actually kind of sound similar now that I think of it.
I know.
He's got a type.
It was my second option for Save the Wave. Save the Wave was Omi Cheerleader.
So this is the one you came up with.
Yeah. Listen to it, hey.
When you are driving and you are letting, don't you ignore them. Give them a waving hand and they better wave back. Yeah, bring the wave back. Yeah, bring the wave back. Yeah, bring the
sing
wave
along ability. Oh. Everybody!
Whoa!
Yes, that was mine.
All right, so Nate came with that. Look, I was just a bit, I guess, flummoxed.
Yeah.
When you.
Great word.
Thank you.
It's a good word.
When you brought that to the show, Nate, because I was like, well, I just wasn't prepared for it. Mm. But I do love it. But I just felt like maybe we need to have an option. So you did that with DJ Konski.
Yeah, the top dog.
The top dog here. Yeah. The Hit Network, I believe we're called. Can't keep track. We're always changing names here. I don't know. Whatever the radio show is.
All you need to know is where Jimmy Nate.
Yeah, no one knows who we are, but everyone knows DJ Konski. So then, Grace, I issued you the challenge to get together with our audio producer, Bones, and come up with your own opener.
Yes. I wanted to go with something a little more classic.
The Fray? Classic?
Yep.
Okay. So this
classic,
is...
Classic, is it?
Yes.
Oh, but I think the classics, I think Fray.
Oh, Fray, yes.
Oh, I'm afraid to play this now. This is Producer Grace and Audio Bones with How to Save a Life, the Fray, the Wave version.
Where did we go wrong? We've lost our way somewhere out there when we overtake. And we're gonna try with all our might. Bring it back, can we save the wave?
It is good, and I do love the Fray. It seemed a little bit of like, a bit Debbie Downer.
Yeah, we actually took it to a vote. We took it to the people. 100% of people voted for my version of the Fray, but we did get some feedback in that it is a little bit sad.
Yes.
Yeah, multiple people, they said, I like that one more. I think also... Nath, I went through the DMs as well, which we didn't really have time to do on the show. And I think people didn't appreciate yours, Nath, because they don't know the song.
Yeah, well, that's a thing.
It's not a well-known song.
And like that, I'm going to blame Khan for that, for not doing enough publicity about the song. Because it's a great song.
The 2010 World Cup in South Africa.
Obviously, the viewership wasn't there.
Yeah. Nah. The World Game, obviously not here in Australia.
Clearly not. Okay.
So look, yeah, I came up with the idea potentially, Nath, for you and I to re-record it, try and bring a bit more life to it. I'll be honest, you and I, Nath, have been in the studio this week trying to sing this song.
We've been in the audio lab, haven't we?
Yeah. And... Producer Grace, it is hard to make How to Save a Life by The Fray.
Anything upbeat by The Fray is it's inherently quite
They're
down.
Sad.
Yeah.
It's they emotional. Are. And this is an emotional topic. People aren't waving in their cars. We deserve to be sad about that.
Okay. So what we've done is we've re-recorded to try and put a bit more energy into it. But this is the thing. We all three of us need to be happy, right, before we can move forward. Because we do need to hurry up and take this to the next step.
I haven't listened to this. No one has. Nathan, I don't think you have.
No, I haven't. Nobody has.
Audio Bones has put this together. So this is Nathan and I singing this Fray version of the wave. I'll be honest, I'm scared. I don't think it's not going to have the energy that I hoped it would.
Do we need okay, before I play it, because we'll vote straight afterwards, right? Do we need I think we need a majority vote. Or 100%. Do we need everybody?
No,
we need
three yeses. Three yeses.
Okay, okay.
Three yeses. Keeping it within the team now. Australia, you've
done your bit. Unanimous. Okay, so this is Jimmy and Nath re-recording Save the Wave by The Fray to try and give it a little bit more energy. Please, God, let this be good.
Where did we go wrong?
We've lost our way.
Somewhere out there when we overtake.
And we're gonna try with all our might.
Bring it back. Can we save the wave?
What's wrong, Nate?
Now, look, no, wait, Nate, wait. Because you and I are in it. We will give Grace the first right of reply.
Some auto-tune is doing some heavy lifting there, and I love it. I think it's great.
So it's a yes from you.
It's a yes from me.
My voice is auto-tuned. Nate's voice isn't because Nate isn't singing. You can't auto-tune talking.
I was doing like a Disney villain. You know Scar when he talks sings?
It's how to save the wave. All right, Nate, thoughts?
Oh, mate, it's a hard no from me. It's woeful. I hate it. Which means that it's done regardless of what you say.
Yeah. Can we hear it one more time?
Really? You want to hear it again?
I mean, we did it. We did it.
All right. Okay.
Where did we go wrong?
We've lost our way.
Somewhere out there when we overtake.
And we're gonna try with all our might.
Bring it back. Can we save the wave?
Oh, it sucks.
Look.
That is totally on us.
Yeah,
mainly me.
We've made that much worse. And as I said before I listened to it, I was worried that as we were singing it, I was like, well, first of all, I hadn't gone in the booth with you for a while, mate. There's a reason we stopped singing stuff.
We haven't sung something in a very long time.
3 years, maybe?
3 years.
So that's a no. No from the team?
It's a no from me.
No from me.
Yeah.
Grace?
Look, if you guys aren't happy, then I'm not happy.
Well, yeah. We're in it.
There's only one answer, guys.
You're not going to believe it, Australia, and I'm sorry. I know we asked you to vote, but it's our show. Jimmy and Nath, names are on it. And you're not going to believe it, after all of this, after the long and winding road, the huge journey we've gone on, you're not going
to
believe it.
Our
opener for Saving the Wave is this.
Yes! We did it!
When you are driving and you are letting, don't you ignore them, give them a waving hand, and they better wave back. Yeah, bring the wave back. Yeah, bring the wave back.
There we go!
Yeah,
bring the wave back. Oh! Grace, sing along! Oh! You know what? I don't even care if we save the wave anymore. We're just going
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
And Jim, this time last week, you brought something to the show, something that you, myself, Producer Grace, do religiously. In fact, I do it sometimes 2-3 times a day. Weeing in the shower. Weeing in the shower. You didn't think I was going to go there. But I did. Weeing in the shower. Turns out a lot of Australians are the same.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw a study that said that it's... I don't have it in front of me, sorry. But off the top of my head, I think it was something like... it was one of the most Googled things so far of 2022.
Yes.
Can you wee in the shower? And it was, and it came back, yeah, like wee's actually fine if you get it on yourself, or potentially you're in the shower with a partner. It's fine if you get it on your partner.
100%.
So yeah, scientific evidence saying it's all good.
We had people calling up going, yeah, sometimes like they'll wee on their partner's foot if there's like some athlete's foot there, you know, to try.
I don't remember that.
Medicinal purposes.
I think you made... I think
that might have just been an at-home conversation.
Whatever you do at home,
mate. My partner
mate,
had some athletes
with
foot.
Meg, it's up to you.
Now, this is the thing. I say most Australians enjoyed, or not enjoyed, but did wee in the shower, right? Because we did have one caller that was steadfast on the fact that they did not enjoy weeing in the shower. Her name was Angela. We had her on the show. We also issued her a challenge. This is what happened last week. Angela from Melbourne, weeing in the shower, yes or no?
No, it's disgusting. Like, that's what toilets were invented for.
No, it's good. It's good to hear
enough
from the other side. You mean any good argument you need for and against?
Okay, Ange, what if I asked you to just have a crack at it tonight, have one go and report back next week? Would you do that?
Maybe.
Okay, well, I'd love you to do that, Ange. If you could do that
what
for me.
What can we give Ange as some sort of incentive, yeah, Producer Grace?
Yeah, Producer
Grace,
can we?
What do you got out
there?
Surely
we got something for Ange.
One of our prizes, yes. You've got them in front of you now.
Good stuff from our executive producer.
Don't come at Nate.
You're the producer, mate. All right, how about menu log? How about a menu log voucher?
Yeah, menu log. Yep, perfect.
All right,
yep,
okay. Perfect. If you report back to us next week, you just call us at some point next week and go, hey, it's Anne from Melbourne, yep, the non-shower weeer, and you've given it a go, I want your honest feedback next week, all right?
Okay, I'll do that.
You do that, we'll give you a menu log voucher. Good on you, Ange.
Yep, cool.
Look at us incentivizing people to wee in the shower. Doing our bit, aren't we, Jim?
You're sick.
Now, Jim, the time has come.
Just quickly there as well. I love when we get little replays of Producer Grace. What, you want to talk us through what was going on there?
Yeah, look, that was a learning curve for me, and that was me realizing that I also need a prize sheet in front of me, and now I have one.
Yeah,
so
good.
Now I can say that we will give Angela another prize. Okay. If she calls and has done it.
If she calls. Okay. Now, this is what's going to happen now. Producer Grace, we're going to go to song. Producer Grace, you're going to try and call Ange, because this is where we got her in last week.
Yep.
And we're going to see if Ange stayed true to her promise for a menu log voucher and weed in the shower. And then on top of that, has it changed her mind? We'll find out.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Thursday night. Thanks for being part of it, guys. Jim, we were just talking about our weeing in the shower. You brought it to the show last week. A lot of Australians caught up and said they also do it.
Yeah, it was one of the most Google things so far of 2022.
I got what you meant, mate.
2022.
Yeah.
Imagine when it's going to be 2,222.
Oh, it's too much.
That's a ton of twister. and it was things people Googling. We did some research. Turns out it's all good. It's fine for you to wee on yourself. It's fine to wee on your partner. It's not going to do any bad things.
Absolutely. Now, there was one call we had on the line who we said if she could if she could do something for us, then we'd get her back a week later just to see how she stood in terms of the weeing in the shower. Around it or on it. Her name was Angela. I'm going to give her a massive round of applause because she joins us right now. Ange, welcome back to the show.
Thanks.
Now, Angela, last week you called the show and said that you have never weed in the shower. You are not about to weed in the shower. You're not into it at all. Have you gone away and weed in the shower for the first time like we asked?
Yes, I did it because that was my homework, I thought I'd better do it.
Okay. Yeah, were you getting what's Angela getting
it was
again?
Disgusting.
Menu log voucher Ange? Menu log voucher.
Yes,
before we hear the results.
Menu log
okay. Now, so Ange, it was last Thursday we spoke to you. When did you do it?
Yep.
Was it that night or did you have to have a few days to build yourself up to do it?
I needed a few days. So I did it like on the Sunday. Sundays. Just before work in the morning. So.
Okay, just before work. Okay. Sunday week.
Not something you enjoyed, Angela.
Yeah, no. Because then it was like, I just felt like really dirty all day and then I had to clean the shower and stuff. So not a good idea.
Well, look, Angela, at least now you've tried it. And here at the Jimmy and A Show, we say, you can't knock it till you tried it.
Mm.
And now you've done it and we're so happy for you to knock it and tell others it's disgusting because you've done it, you've felt it.
Yeah.
It's not for you.
Yeah, that's right.
No, I don't know about this, Ange.
Oh, my God, Nath, if you offer her another prize it again.
I wasn't going to,
this
but what a great idea.
Producer Grace, speak to Nathan and say this isn't a weekly with Ange.
We're going to do it every week. No, we're going to do it
every month.
The only thing I was going to
ask. It's going to be something good if I have to do that every week.
She'll never have to pay for a meal again. Ange, what about the convenience of it? Because that's a big one for me, the fact that you don't have to get out, dry yourself, use the toilet and get back into the shower.
See, I thought it was more messy because then you have to like wash yourself like and all that. I just thought it was just too messy and then the shower was all yuck. So I was just like, not too hard.
I just can't believe Angela actually did it. That's the thing that I'm blown away with.
You can, mate. We gave him a $50 menu log voucher.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just the honesty. I just really appreciate that, Angela. You know what I mean? That's what this show's about. You know what I mean? Honesty, having a good time, bit of fun, prizes. It's just you, Angela, you encapsulate what this show's about. If there was a face of this show, it wouldn't be Jimmy Nath. It'd be Angela from Melbourne weighing in the shower.
That's right. I can be your new spokesperson.
Absolutely. Well, Angela, we'll talk to you next week after you do it again. We'll see how it goes.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nath last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
Producer Grace in the studio dancing along to your girl, Kylie.
I love Kylie. She's so good. Just everything's so joyous.
She is, isn't she? Yes. Yeah. She doesn't have a go at people in her songs, like some artists.
Oh, you're just coming after artists that have a go at others.
No, well, no, didn't Grace have a go at Taylor Swift earlier? Did I make that up?
No, I think you just brought the news, didn't
we
you?
We just brought the news that Taylor Swift had some subtle digs.
Oh, you both don't
at...
like Taylor Swift.
Mm.
I don't dislike her. She's just not
I dislike Kylie.
Why do you dislike Kylie?
She's an icon.
No, that's not what you do on radio. We all have different opinions. We argue about stuff.
Oh, 100%.
Pro Kylie, anti Kylie.
So right. I don't obviously. Tomato sauce, cupboard or fridge.
Yeah,
guys.
I don't feel like that. I love Kylie, but I'm just saying that on the radio.
Oh, well, that's it. You play a character.
I'm a character, mate. I'm just a character.
You just dial it up to 10.
When
for
that
the show.
Studio door opens, I'm James. You know what I mean? But when I'm here performing, I'm Jimmy, guys. Oh, and I've got opinions on things.
That's not even your real voice.
Is how it really sounds.
100%.
But when I get in here, I put it on, I turn up.
Oh, absolutely, mate. This is the thing. Shazza with the dog driving you home. That's us.
It's time for my favourite time of the week. It is the Google Off. It's where we get to test your typing skills and how much we've learned over the week.
Yeah. How'd we go? Who won this last week? Was that me or was it Jimmy?
I don't care.
Who cares?
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Are you feeling lucky, punks? Go ahead. Get your fingers ready, boys. It's time for the Google Off.
Here's how the Google Off works. I give you a question on something that we have talked about this week. You need to Google as quickly as you can to find the answer. Names are your buzzers. As soon as you buzz in, you need to take your fingers
you
off
laugh?
Your keyboard.
Mate, be serious. This is a
Sorry,
serious game.
This is a serious subject. You may scroll, but you cannot click. And it is best of three. Seems like you're in silly moods. Are you ready for the Google
not
Off?
Silly moods, mate. We're just warming up our fingers.
Oh, as opposed to every show, we're so serious.
We're not
I told you, mate. I'm a character. When I walk through that door.
Maybe when we're on the AM band. No, not now.
Question number one. Earlier this week, Taylor Swift announced her 10th studio album, Midnights, with your Jimmy's Verse game about it. Name all three of Taylor Swift's cats.
Oh, Nath.
Nath.
Oh.
You sound unsure.
What did you do? You did that so quickly.
Taylor Swift, name a cats. That's what I've written in. Taylor Swift's cat's names are Meredith Grey, after the character, who cares? Olivia Benson and Benjamin Button.
That's correct. One for Nath. Well
three
done.
Cats for Tay-Tay.
Three cats.
It was like a second.
That was actually
Have
very
you
impressive.
Seen Grace's questions earlier on her desk?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, okay. And then I've just copied them and I've got three different word
Tabs
things
open.
Yeah, 100%.
Cool. Did you say word things?
Yeah, I don't know what they're called, mate. Tabs. What word did I say? Things. Word things.
I got you, mate. I got
so
you.
So you know what I'm trying to say. That's near the end of the show, near the end of the week, guys.
Question number two. That's... Jimmy, this is to get in the game.
Bro, get in the game. Get just in the game.
I'm going to give you some feedback, right?
Yeah, hit me.
So every week you do this.
Yeah.
Like you go, it's best of three just before the first question. And then the second one of us always gets it, right?
Yeah.
That's how the game works.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you go, this is for Nath to get back in it, or it's Jimmy to enter the game.
See, what I'm doing here, I'll just give you feedback back to the feedback. Yeah. I'm building tension.
It just feels like you're passag explaining how games work to people.
It's like you're not mansplaining. Because the thing is, the listener's not an idiot either.
Because I played some games. I think you mentioned one. I did Jimmy's Verse game earlier.
You did.
I never
yes.
do that after the first question. Because I've already set up
it's
best
so
of
right.
three.
13, okay. 10, 60 if you don't know understand what best of three means.
Just building drama. Guys, that's what radio's about, drama.
Oh, you're building tension, all right?
There is some tension
There's
in here.
Tension
we'll
in
be
here.
Having a chat after the show.
Question number two.
You'll be getting
two.
A phone call on the drive home.
Whoever gets this one will get a point. Number two.
You just did it again. Whoever gets this one will get a point.
Oh.
Question number two. We talked about how learning musical instruments as a kid could make you a genius earlier this week. When was the piano invented?
Oh, no, nah, screw this one.
Oh,
Jimmy.
No. Jimmy. This is to get in the game.
Jim, just so you know, this is to even it up.
But how many points do I get?
Because I'm a
one
point.
One.
Yeah.
You're going to get one point.
For this? Okay.
Yeah.
Which means it'll be even.
It's Create the modern piano in around the year 1700.
Nailed it. Well done. Well, one point to you. You're in the game.
You said nailed it, but you also shook your head at the same time. So. Nailed it.
Can you just explain an update of the scores and the situation?
So an update on the scores. Yeah, both of you are on
this
one all.
Three.
This is a best of three game. Yeah. Whoever gets the next one, one, has won.
Oh, I honestly, I don't follow.
I was, but now I'm not.
Is this the end of the Google Off?
No, people love the Google Off.
Where's the Google Off?
We sent the Google Off out to a farm, guys.
Yeah, we did.
Hey, they're looking after him. Yeah. They're feeding him.
Yeah. It's out there with all the other crap that I've come up with.
Question number three.
What was that thing that I did? Yeah. What was that thing that I actually did on the show that was so bad? Remember?
Oh, it's been a few.
That's true. There has been a few. Anyway. Right.
Question number three.
Play on.
Jimmy brought a story about tattoos to the game yesterday, to the show yesterday.
Oh, I haven't sworn in so long what I'm about to.
I think this might be the end of the Google Off.
It might be. Yeah. That's fine.
Go, quick.
How many tattoos does Ariana Grande have?
Well, that's random.
Jimmy.
Oh, jeez.
40.
No. 55.
Yeah.
That's a Google Off.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Great news for our friends over in South Australia, Jimmy and SA, because get this, 192,000 South Australians will receive a one-off cash payment of up to $449. This is all to ease the pressure of the ongoing cost of living. Good on the good people of SA. Yeah, round of applause, actually, because, I mean, we've brought plenty of stories to the show involving the cost of living, be it anything from lettuce to petrol, guys. It's not going down. So good to know that some government's stepping in to help.
Yeah. And we were only chatting to the powers that be in South Australia about potentially getting over there to do a whole bunch of shows.
Mm.
We'll talk it into existence. We'll manifest it here right now. Is that what it's called, Producer Grace?
Yeah, manifestation.
Manifestation. Mm. But let's go over next year for the Fringe Festival, the comedy festival.
I'd love that. That'd be good. Save this audio. And then obviously we'll only ever play it if it works. Now, the payment's going to be available to concession card holders and low-income earners, of course. Premier Peter Malinowskis.
Peter.
Premier Pete. He said it's the largest ever state government payment. So, again, word on to SA. I tell you, setting the standard. Under the concession scheme, homeowner occupiers, they're going to get $449, while renters are going to get $224.60 per household. How'd they come up with those numbers? No idea. But who cares? People get money, which is good.
Yeah, love money.
It's I mean, look, we all do. Let's go around the room. I love money. Grace, do you love money?
Yeah.
There you go.
We were just actually chatting about, Grace, your partner, Diana.
Mm.
They just purchased a new pair of headphones, very expensive set of headphones.
Mm.
And you should be saving for a wedding because you're both getting married sometime.
Yeah, in the next couple of years. We're both just
Invites
as bad
gone
as
out,
as
haven't
No, they haven't gone out yet. We're both just as bad as each other because I'll go out and spend something and then be like, no more, we're saving them for the wedding.
Oh, so you do it too?
I do it, yeah.
Because just off air before, you were really having a go at it.
I know, I was.
Just so you know, I messaged them and said, saving for the wedding, ?
Yeah,
good. Off the Jimmy Nath account.
I like that. That's good.
They're not getting a ring. They're just, you got to put the headphones around their neck.
I've got a reply.
Oh,
here we go.
Let me just pre-read this.
Yeah, just.
Diana's not the person you just read out loud.
No.
Yeah.
Honeys.
Yep.
So this is from the Jimmy Nath account, Honeys, I'm the one paying for the wedding at this rate. Mama's going to treat herself sometimes.
Fair.
Write a reply.
Do you want me to read the second message?
Is it appropriate?
Well, Nath, you got a dumb button there.
I got a dumb button here.
Trying to convince Grace to start a OnlyFans for feet so she can help pay for the wedding.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, that has actually come up in conversation.
Would you do it?
You don't have the best looking feet,
no,
though.
No, but maybe someone's into that.
Doubt it.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
It is the Jimmy and Nate Show, and this is where we wrap it up, guys.
Yeah, you didn't. Powderfinger are my favourite band because I was in a band growing up. I was in Gundawindi. It's in Queensland. They were from Brizzy. They were Brizzy Boys. I'm in Vulture Street. Is a very famous street near the Gabba. That's one of their album names. I just love these guys. And Nath, I told you once that their nickname is Poofinger.
Yes.
Powderfinger.
Mm.
You didn't believe me at first, then you found out it was.
And I'm so random.
Now you always use it, and Producer Grace, you always hate it.
I hate it because it's the most visceral description of anything.
Why?
Have they signed off on Poofinger?
I think this is what people call them.
I don't like it.
What would you call them then? Give me a nickname.
Powderfinger.
No,
Powfinger. Finger pow.
Oh, the old finger.
Someone's got a big Thursday
plate. Yeah, maybe mine's not any better either.
Go on. Go on, listen to some finger pow.
Hey, do you love finger pow?
Oh, I love finger pow. I might go home and have some finger pow later on.
Oh, not as much as the poo finger. look, it is time for the show, mate. It's rate the show to 10. Give her reasons why. I've really enjoyed myself. We've got to get out of here, so I'm saying 10 out of 10.
Bang.
10 out of 10.
Yeah.
What was that?
10 out of 10.
Yeah.
That's the noise. Oh, no, I'm not going to say that.
Adios,
Australia!
That's it.
But don't worry. You can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials. At Jimmy and Nate. And catch the show. Weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network. And on the Listener app. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss.